we've got Judy in from O'Neill Travel Now. Since we have, when was Elvis's birthday? It was last week there, wasn't
it?
Yes,
it was. And I won the dumb joke.
Yeah.
Thing.
What was your joke? I can't remember what
it
that
was. I'm really feeling bad because my pet mouse Elvis died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now
he's
I remember.
In a trap.
Now I remember that one.
It was
yeah.
a good day. They played that song later on, and I got lots of calls saying, "Oh, that was really cool."
Yeah.
So, did I hear that Foxes had the Giovanni?
Yeah, they do
is
have
the
Giovanni.
It's that's the from the drive-in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's the real deal.
Wow.
They got the recipe.
That.
Yeah, they got.
They did. I knew it was a secret from Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So yeah.
The other thing is,
sounds good right now. Matter of fact.
I always wait out in the car and listen to the radio before I come in here. And then I heard it was Edgar Allan Poe's birthday.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Uh-huh.
I had one of the original books. And I have, I had six brothers and sisters. I was the oldest. They were I was 8 years older than the first one of those other kids.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So my mother would tell me to read a story to the kids so they can go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I read? Edgar Allan Poe. She didn't know it for a while, but I read The Telltale Heart. They never said a word.
Uh-huh.
And so my sister comes back to me now and goes, "Do you remember when you scared the heck out of
me?" I'm partially related to Edgar Allan Poe.
You are?
Yeah,
how
just
come?
Missing the S-E.
Oh.
You got the P-O-E, but not the S-E.
That's funny. Well, let's talk about travel.
Yeah, yeah. Scott Poe and Judy here with you
yeah,
this morning.
Yeah, right. Well, 2021 is going to be a different year. 2020 was actually a really different year. But vacationing in the U.S. has gotten to be really popular.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some people go to Cancun and come back between December and January, beginning of January here. I've got some people down in Padre Island right now on the beach. So they're having a good time
nice.
There. If you want to get away this summer when the kids are out of school, some of the places that, and most of these I have been to, Padre Island is one of them, Myrtle Beach, San Diego is really nice out there.
Yep.
And the Florida.
See my sister while you're out
yes,
there, Cindy.
Yes,
yeah.
I absolutely would.
Yeah.
Florida, the Gulf side, and then Fort Lauderdale's got some great stuff, Daytona. But you've been down to Florida beaches quite a bit, haven't
oh,
you
yeah.
and your sisters?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ones that you liked?
I love Sanibel because I'm a beachcomber.
Oh,
yeah.
Sanibel Island.
And I saw my sister Jana was just down there, and they found a ton of baby shark teeth.
Wow,
on the
I saw
beach.
It, but
yeah.
I didn't read
yeah.
it, probably. Wow.
Yeah. I like doing that. I could walk with my head down for 2 miles. And
I think on the Gulf side, too,
yeah.
they don't do as much trolling as for the seashells. Are you still finding seashells?
Yeah.
On the beach? Because a lot of times to make the beaches not as sharp,
right.
they troll in the morning and pick up all, yeah. and then you buy them in the gift shop.
Sanibel is like overkill. Or when you go to Sanibel, it's like overkill. Usually you go to the beach and you see shells and blah, blah, but when you go to Sanibel, it's like, okay, there's 1 million shells here within 100 feet.
So if you are a shell collector.
Yeah.
So those are places you need to think about going. You can go for 4 nights, get there, and you do have to wear masks on the airplane now for a while, so we'll see how that goes. I'm working on a beach getaway that Jeannie and I did actually years ago. We flew into Mobile, and we got a car, and you can fly into Pensacola.
Okay.
They're pretty close together. And we drove along there. Orange Beach is in Gulfport. And then Bellingrath Gardens are there, which is a beautiful garden. So a lot of people don't get to see some of those gardens that are, they're in Pennsylvania and stuff like that. So this is right along the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only, I think I wrote this, it's about 3 hours. So it's something you can stay in Gulfport and have a nice beach stay there and then drive over to New Orleans if you've never been there. There's so many like 10-day or 7-day drive trips within a short period of time. So I do like that, and I'm working on that for somebody. And I'm going to tell you this. I try to tell you of some different requests we have, because we have done everything. And the last request I had this week was they wanted to rent a Tesla.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
Interesting.
First of all, you have to have charging stations wherever you go. And I did check They can't, they were going to Mobile, so there's no Teslas down there. Mm-hmm. There's only certain places that have a few Teslas to rent. One is JFK Airport. I believe there's maybe one in D.C., but I just checked for the eight-day rental. It was $3,200 for 8 days, plus tax,
wow,
plus their insurance.
Okay.
And you get a 240 charge, 240 mile charge on one charge, which is about $6.
Hmm.
So very interesting. And then, haven't told them yet, but I'll be telling them this morning. So, they also wanted the Tesla X, which is like the DeLorean where the doors come up on top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, of course. That's what, I mean, just as well get it all if we're going.
I think I'll be getting them an SUV for 488.
There you go. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Anyway, the next big thing that is my favorite.
All right. And you have a favorite?
It's my next thing that I need to go. You know, like to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But this is the thing I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, let's see here if we can. Oh, yeah.
Margaritaville.
Little Margaritaville.
Love it. Love it.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Well, yeah. Nothing like Margaritaville,
isn't it?
Is there?
Bring it back. I mean,
just gets you in the mood to do something.
I know. No matter where you go.
Yeah.
I love it. I have tried to go to every Margaritaville where I visit.
Okay.
For that cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah.
And I've done it in Hawaii. There's a lot of places. Down in Cancun. First, it used to be hotel, the Hard Rock.
Right,
remember
right,
when the big Hard Rock, it ended up being Margaritaville. But I'm just going to quickly tell you that there's a lot of Margaritaville resorts popping up all over the place.
Yeah. And if you go to Margaritaville and have a beer, do not go. You're there for a margarita. Come on.
You know, that's true. And the balloon hats.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, they're called Escape to Margaritaville Resorts, and it's kind of just a state of mind. Started down in Florida. They have them in Palm Springs, Pensacola, Hollywood Beach. Pigeon Forge is going to open one, if it's not open already. Gatlinburg, Houston, Nashville, Orlando. So they're going to be opening up all over the place. And I'm sure it's the brand. Jimmy Buffett won't be there, but the music and the colors and the surfboards will all be there.
Yeah, whatever you do, just have a couple of drinks. Don't get
wasted away again in margarita.
Use a designated driver if you're there too long.
I love it. You're going to have the guy play the whole song.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoever's on later on. They also have an Margarita RV Resort.
Oh, nice.
So you can bring. So you know what the big thing these days is having that.
If you got a land boat, you can.
Right,
yeah,
right.
There you go.
And it'll have swimming pools. It'll have music. It'll have restaurants and all that. And right now, that first one is in Larimar Islands, north of Atlanta. So if people take their RVs all over the place. The other thing is I'm going to end up with this.
Okay.
Nicole actually told me about this. They have a Margaritaville assisted living.
Hey, there we go.
Actually, it's not assisted living. It's
an elderly retirement community.
Yeah,
there
don't
you go.
Say elderly because right, they put me in that place
right,
now.
Right,
55 and older.
Sweet. I qualify.
Yes. Yep. Daytona and Hilton Head. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, before you're ready to go to the retirement centers around here. 55 and older, go down there for a little while and then come up. And they've got a theater and everything else.
Sweet.
So Margaritaville is a place to go.
That sounds
but just
like
just a
it.
Regular hotel is great. I priced one for Fort Lauderdale two weeks ago. So that's where my next place is going to be.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
Margaritaville.
Fun places to go.
Yeah, I did want to tell you quickly, last time Nicole was on, she said I'd have the motor coaches ready, and it's just slow going.
Yep.
We're going to have a mystery tour. It's going to be a Friday.
Yeah.
Stay overnight. Come home Saturday. It's going to be in Nebraska.
Yep.
But it's going to be fun. So it's going to be at the end of April, and I will have that ready the next time I come on. We're also still doing Nashville. We're just trying to get all those coordinates together. That will be the first week of June.
Right.
Okay. So that's where I'm at right now.
All right. 336-2455 on illtravelnow.com. And yeah, look for a fun place to go, or if you need some ideas, O'Neill Travel Now can help you. Also, Judy, I did forward to you guys the new TSA credential authentication technology that just arrived at Epley Airfield. I sent that to whoever sends the emails to KBRX to let us know who's coming in. I did forward that news story to you.
Oh, awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
They got some new credential authentication technology where you can identify fraudulent driver's licenses and you can get your, what does it say here?
Oh,
able to confirm traveler's ID and their flight information in near real time. So,
great,
anyway,
great.
So I forwarded that story to you. It was on New Associated Press yesterday.
Okay,
so.
Thanks a lot.
All right, you bet, Judy. Have a great week.
Don't get wasted.
That's right. That's Judy from O'Neill Travel Now. The Birthday Club's next.